Hi, am I on the air?
Yep.
Fuck.
Thanks.
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
Don, I got you.
Don, I do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touched. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a cushion nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday nights, round time, I flex my bed of Voltron. Transform to DX Don, mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Well, what is going down, everybody? Welcome back to the greatest entertainment podcast on the web. It's Am I on the Air, your one-stop shop, where you come to get all the latest in entertainment news, movies, TVs, reviews. This is your one-stop shop. I don't care what else you listen to, any other YouTube shows, podcasts, whatever, you are not going to get the bang for your buck as you do listening to Am I on the Air, especially because Am I on the Air is free, so you definitely get your bang for your buck. But no one else gives you as much news in a weekly digestion as I do. I will keep you up to speed and everything going on in TV and new movies right here on Am I on the Air. It is Wednesday. Yeah, a little odd day for us to be recording, but it's Wednesday, February the 15th. It is season 14, episode 5, and tonight's show is titled Lego John Wick. So, hence my two movie reviews this week, John Wick Chapter 2 and the Lego Batman movie. You know what it is? Gonna be fun times. So yeah, a little weird recording on a Wednesday, but the timing just worked out for me. You know, we usually try to do it on Sundays. Could not do it this past Sunday as I was out of town. If you've been listening to the show for any amount of time, you know I'm a massive WWE fan. And WWE, actually, I live in Tucson, Arizona, and the WWE came to Phoenix, Arizona for one of their big monthly pay-per-views, and they were up in Phoenix doing the Elimination Chamber. So actually me and Geeky Pat took the drive up and we went and watched Elimination Chamber. It was awesome, but I did not get back into town until almost midnight that night, so no time to record. Therefore, Monday was really busy, Tuesday doing a lot of kid stuff, so couldn't do it then. But tonight the schedule cleared up, I became free. Daughter's in bed. Wife is out of town on work. Let's record. So here I am on this Wednesday. So because I'm putting out the show on a Wednesday, I will probably skip Sunday doing an episode because it'd be kind of weird to do an episode just for a couple days. But we'll probably skip Sunday and then come back the following Sunday with the next full episode of Am I on the Air. For movie review wise, hopefully this weekend we'll be checking out Fist Fight. That looks to be the one of this weekend to go see. Other than that, we have The Great Wall, which does not look very good, and I think I'll wait for Netflix on that one. So let's get into it with movie review time. So we got two movies this week, hence obviously my very, very intellectual title for this week's show, Lego John Wick. Very intuitive of what I saw this past weekend. So let's start with John Wick. John Wick Chapter 2. That is what I saw Friday night, opening night. Wow. If I had to sum this movie up in one word, wow. Incredible. Hey, there's another one word that you could wrap it all up with. You know, 2 years ago, it was October 2014. And literally the beginning of October, we got our first trailer for this little action movie called John Wick with Keanu Reeves. And I was like, damn, that's kind of crazy. This trailer just dropped and supposedly this movie comes out in like 2 weeks. That's, you know, no heads up, no warning, no nothing. Okay, cool. Let's check it out. I mean, Keanu hasn't done much in a long time. Who knows? It looks like a pretty cool action movie. So we went and we checked it out. And hells yeah, John Wick was the shit. We walked out of that thing so impressed. I gave it a 5 out of 5. Incredible movie. Incredible action. It was great to see Keanu wrap his hands around a character like John Wick that we haven't really seen him do since The Matrix. And it was just, he was this assassin that just got out of the game, didn't want nothing to do with it anymore, and these motherfuckers killed his dog, and they stole his car, and they beat him up, and hence, he had to come back and get his revenge. Alright? Awesome, awesome movie. Did pretty decent at the box office, didn't blow the world away, but did okay, it was on a pretty small budget. They said, we're going to do another one, and I was stoked. But I didn't know it was going to be as awesome as Chapter 2 was. I mean, we did back in January our top 10 most anticipated films of the year. And I did not put this in my top 10. I didn't even put it in my honorable mentions. Because I knew it would be really good. But I wasn't, I don't know, I wasn't expecting one of the best of the year. And, you know, I'll give it to, you know, Geeky Pat and Peeps. Like, you know, even Friggins. Everybody was talking about, man, John Wick 2. And I was like, man, well, I'm the odd one out here not thinking much about John Wick 2. Well, John Wick Chapter 2 comes out, literally opens up with this action fight in the beginning of the on the beginning of the movie, before the opening credits even happen. And my jaw just dropped, and I had the biggest smile on my face. And that smile did not go away for 2 hours. This movie kicked so much ass, so much, that I can't even begin to explain. Of course, I don't want to get into spoilers, but John Wick, of course, gets brought back out of retirement again and back into the game. They make it make sense. You know, it is an action movie. It doesn't have, like, the greatest, you know, script or storyline, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at all. They gave us a decent enough story to explain why he's back in the game, and they ramped up the action in this movie tenfold over the first one. You know, I didn't think there was any way that the movie could top the first movie. And I watched it, and I wasn't even sure. When I came out of John Wick 2, I got asked the question, which one's better? And I said, I don't know. I'd have to rewatch John Wick 1 again to really make a decision. And I did. I rewatched John Wick over the weekend. And I easily came to the conclusion that John Wick Chapter 2 is the better movie. I'm sorry. I know some people want to disagree with that. They want to say, oh, the first movie was better. I don't agree. The first movie, actually, after if you watch Chapter 1 after you've seen Chapter 2, it makes the first movie kind of boring, to be honest. It does. There's not even an action sequence in the first John Wick movie until about 45 minutes into the film. That's a long damn time. I told you part 2 starts with an action sequence right out the gate and never slows down. I'm sorry, I'm an action junkie. I love a good action movie. And John Wick 2 was just action 90% of the time and great action. You want to talk about a director that can handle it? There's no shaky cam. You know Keanu's doing all his damn moves himself. We don't need stunt doubles. I mean, you feel the punches. You feel the kicks. You feel the bullets. You feel the knives. You just feel it all. And that's something that I have not seen done since John Wick 1 and probably never really seen done right before that. These guys just know how to do action. And this director is set to do the reboot of Highlander. Oh my god, I'm so excited for a Highlander reboot knowing this dude's going to be in charge of it. Can you imagine the Highlander action? Oh my god. I'm getting stoked. This is a movie that I thought about all weekend long and was like, man, I just want to watch it again. John Wick 2, just incredible. Action from start to finish, a good story, still has a personal touch. And I'll even little spoiler alert you here, no dogs die in this movie. So that's always a good thing. So it is what it is. I'm excited. I'm glad to see this movie doing very well. The first John Wick made $14 million in its opening weekend. John Wick Chapter 2 made $30 million in its opening weekend, so it doubled it. That goes to show you how many people loved the first John Wick and came pouring out to see the second one. I hope it holds up strong this second weekend out in release. I know word of mouth is positive. This thing's at over 90% fresh on Rotten Tomatoes. Go out and see it. If you love action movies, go out and see it. If you saw the first one and you didn't think that they could top it, they did. Go out and see it. I'm telling you, John Wick Chapter 2, 5 out of 5 stars. Boom! We get our first 5-star movie of 2017. Thank you, Keanu Reeves. Thank you, everyone involved. John Wick Chapter 2 is off the damn chain. All right. Let's switch gears here to our second movie review of the week, and it is the Lego Batman movie. I went and saw this in IMAX on Saturday, took my daughter, who's 3, and she loved it. I loved it. This is a cute-ass movie. Will Arnett voicing Batman like he did in the Lego Batman movie killed it. There's so many Easter eggs in this film and so many jokes that, I mean, a kid wouldn't get, but if you're a Batman fan and you're just a fan of DC and comics in general, you're going to love what they do with Batman. You're going to love what they do with the Joker and all the other little side characters. This is a hard one to talk about because a lot of it would be considered spoilers, and there's not really a big story for me to tell you of what this movie's about. It's Lego Batman. It's a fun time. If you enjoyed the Lego movie, there's no reason you shouldn't enjoy Lego Batman. If you're just a DC fan, if you're a Batman fan, go watch the Lego Batman movie. There's actually some pretty decent action in this thing, too, for being a Lego movie. The only negative thing I'll kind of say about it is I feel like a lot of the really big jokes were in the trailers. So I felt like the times I laughed the hardest were things I saw in the trailer already. And that's not always a good thing. But there is a lot of other jokes, and there is a very good flow to it. It's fun. It keeps you going. It even has some really good heart to it. So I really enjoyed Lego Batman movie as well. I would give this one 4 out of 5. So overall, I say a great weekend at the box office, a great weekend in the theaters. 5 out of 5 for John Wick Chapter 2 and 4 out of 5 for the Lego Batman movie. All right. So there's your two movie reviews of the week. And, let's jump in now. We're going to switch gears, and it's time to get into the news. All right. News time. Up first, we have a brand new trailer. Speaking of Lego movie, this time it's the Lego Ninjago movie. Yes, Lego Ninjago, which I thought was kind of interesting that they were going to move forward with this before an actual Lego movie sequel. But, you know, my wife is a school teacher, and she says the boys at her school are crazy over Lego Ninjago, so they must know what they're doing, and they're going to expect a big hit coming out of this one. It's a good little teaser trailer. I actually laughed several times at it. There's a couple really good jokes in there, so who knows? I mean, so far, I can't complain with what they're doing with Lego, so let's see where it takes us. I'm excited. The World War Z sequel, we talked on last week's show about it kind of getting taken off the release schedule, and now they don't know what they're doing with it. But director David Fincher is actually interested in directing the film, and he is in negotiations with them, and they're trying to work it out, but nothing's been secured yet, but we will see. I found this news very, very interesting. Like I said, I'm a big wrestling fan, and one of the biggest female wrestlers of the last, you know, 5 years is a female from England. Her name is Paige. I think she's gorgeous as well. I love Paige. Really cool chick. She's been in the WWE. She got hired very young, went into their developmental league, and then got brought up a couple years ago. Multi-time women's champion. But she comes from a wrestling family. Her father was a wrestler, mother was a wrestler. She always tells a story about her mom wrestling with her in the womb. And there was a documentary that came out a couple years ago called Fighting With My Family. And it was a big documentary, and it did really well, and it got a lot of people excited about this wrestling family. The Rock, Rock Rolls, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, who of course is a former WWE superstar himself, he's actually, him and his studio are going to be producing a movie about Paige and her family based on this documentary. And when I first read this, I didn't think it was going to be this big project. But as the week has gone on, they brought a lot of people onto this project. So I'm going to get into more news probably throughout, because I like to deliver the news kind of in which the order it was, which it was received. But we've seen a lot of casting over the last several days. The Rock's putting this thing together. It says he will co-star in the film, probably more of a cameo. It looks like Stephen Merchant is actually going to be directing it. But yeah, they're making a movie about Paige, which I find very, very interesting. But The Rock is working with WWE on this, and you know, WWE Studios is involved. So, I mean, very cool. So we'll keep you posted. Listen up for some more info a little bit later on. But they are making that movie. I think the movie will be called Fighting With My Family as well. We talked before about Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly making a comedy version of Holmes and Watson. And now Sony Pictures has dated the film, and it will come out next summer. Well, not this summer, next summer. So summer of 2018. So that's, which seems crazy because they filmed this thing already. So I'm like, well, it should come out this summer, but summer of 2018. So we got a little ways to go to get that one, but I'm looking forward to it. I think that's going to be pretty damn awesome. We have a new trailer for a horror film starring Joel Edgerton. The film is called It Comes at Night. Eva Green and Gemma Arterton will romance one another in Vita and Virginia. Okay. All I'm going to say about this is I love me some Eva Green and some Gemma Arterton. So the two of them together gets my blood boiling, or pumping, to say the least. Makes me very, very happy. So we'll see how they romance each other, but I might have to check this one out when it comes out, because I love these two. Especially Gemma Arterton, man. I wish she was in more stuff. This girl is so gorgeous. I would love to see her do more things. We have the official Season 7 Walking Dead trailer that you can check out. Orange is the New Black. Yes, the new season. Season 5, I believe they're going on now. Yes, Season 5 is going to come out on Netflix in July. So keep an eye out for that over on Netflix. We also have an announcement teaser that you can watch. Doesn't really do much, but just one of those announcements that it's coming. Disney Orlando is set to open Star Wars Land in 2019. So damn, we're still quite a ways away on that one. Director Stephen C. Miller is set to direct Sylvester Stallone in the Escape Plan 2. Yes, Escape Plan 2, which is, I'm still kind of like crazy that they're making a sequel to this film. But I enjoyed Escape Plan. I'm not going to hate on it. It says in the official notes that they are in negotiations with Arnold Schwarzenegger to possibly bring him back on. But he has not signed on as of yet. Sylvester Stallone is definitely involved in coming back, but they're still in talks with Arnold. So we'll wait and see. What do you mean I'm in talks? I want to come and do the Escape Plan. My buddy Sylvester Stallone, he called me up. He said, we're going to do Escape Plan 2. And I said, what? We didn't escape the last time. We got to escape again? And he said, yes, Arnold, just come with me. Let's do the sequel. We'll make lots of money overseas. Arnold, get out of here, man. You're in negotiations. Just go ahead and negotiate, buddy. Go ahead and negotiate. On top of that, the show The OA, which is over on Netflix, is officially returning and coming back for season 2. I'm excited about this. You know, I got into the OA and I enjoyed it. I was hoping it would give me a little more than it actually did, but and it ended very oddly. So I'm glad it's coming back. It's a show that I don't think I'd be heartbroken if it doesn't, but it was just a weird show. I remember looking at my wife after we binged it, and I think it was only 8 episodes. And when we got done with the 8th episode, I was like, I don't know how I feel about that. I liked it, but I didn't like it. I just don't know how I feel about that. And I still don't, because it ends very weirdly. It was a very odd show, but I want to see where it goes, and I want to see where it takes us on a second season. So I'm glad that Netflix is bringing back the OA. Definitely check that one out if you haven't yet. We also have the debut trailer for the new Teen Titans, The Judas Contract, that you can check out, new animated film there. We also have the trailer for Bill Nye Saves the World, premiering on April 21st over on Netflix. So you can see the little teaser trailer for that. Catastrophe Season 3. Yeah, Season 3 is coming for Catastrophe over on Amazon Prime, and the new season will kick off on April 28th. We also have the first announcement teaser from Netflix for their Dear White People show. No word yet on when it's going to debut. We just know it's coming. We have the trailer for The Beguiled, which is the new Sofia Coppola film starring Colin Farrell that you can check out. SNL star Kate McKinnon will voice Miss Frizzle in Netflix's Magic School Bus revival. House of Cards Season 5 has added Patricia Clarkson and Campbell Scott to its cast for Season 5. The duo, spoof duo that did a lot of movies like Epic Movie and Meet the Spartans and all that kind of stuff, are going to make a Star Wars spoof. And I know a lot of people are kind of pissed about it. They don't really want these guys doing a Star Wars spoof, but it was only a matter of time. But these are also the guys that made Vampires Suck. I mean, they've taken the spoof movie concept and really trashed it. Jason Friedberg and Aaron Seltzer are writing and directing. You ready for this title? Star Worlds Episode XXIVE equals MC Squared. The Force Awakens, The Last Jedi, Who Went Rogue? Yep, that's the name of the film. yeah. Yeah. They did Date Movie, Epic Movie, Disaster Movie, Vampires Suck, The Starving Games. Horrible. All of these are fucking horrible. They're getting ready to begin shooting in the fall of this year. And good luck with that, guys. That's pretty much all I gotta say about that. Netflix has announced that they're going to do a Castlevania animated series. I know a lot of people are excited on that as well. Fleabag star. I don't even know what the fuck Fleabag is. But, it's an Amazon show. Amazon show Fleabag. Sorry. But Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who stars on that show, she is joining the Han Solo movie in a performance capture role. Ooh. So we'll see about that. We don't know what the role will be. We have the Season 3 announcement trailer for Grace and Frankie. We have the official trailer for Julie's Green Room, which is the Julie Andrews show that she does, I think, on Netflix. They changed the date on me. Orange is the New Black Season 5. I said it comes out in July. It actually, the official date for Season 5 of Orange is the New Black is actually June 9th. So it'll be debuting on June 9th. Let's see here. We have the brand new second trailer for The Circle, which looks like a really good movie. We also have the trailer for Vengeance, a Love Story, starring Nicolas Cage. Another great one there. We have the Red Band trailer for Girls Trip, starring Queen Latifah and Jada Pinkett Smith. We have Everything Wrong with John Wick in 12 Minutes or Less. Lena Headey, who most of you know from Game of Thrones. She's awesome. She was in 300. She was in the Dread movie with Carl Urban. She is great. And The Rock has cast her to join up with that project I told you about earlier, Fighting With My Family. She is going to be playing Paige's mom in the movie. So congratulations to Lena Headey. Also joining the cast of Fighting With My Family is Nick Frost. I believe Nick Frost is going to be playing the dad. So very cool there. Love Nick Frost and love Lena Headey. So they're definitely lining this one up pretty nice. Stranger Things Season 2 begins nearly a year after the first movie does. It'll start on Halloween. Troll Hunters gets a second season green light over on Netflix. Let's see here. American Idol could be coming back. Shocker, didn't see that one coming. But it's actually in talks for a reboot over on NBC, not on the Fox network. So that'd be interesting because American Idol was always on Fox. So we'll see if NBC ends up picking that one up. Mike Myers is set to play the legendary comedy mentor Del Close in a new movie. We have your first look at the new Pacific Rim Uprising Jaegers. They look pretty much the same from the first movie. They're just a little bit slimmer, looking more like Transformers at this point. Channel Zero gets a Season 3 and Season 4 pickup over on the Sci-Fi Network. Blair Redford has been the first person cast for the new Fox Marvel pilot about the X-Men. So remember, this is the one that's about the kids who are mutants and their parents have to take them on the run from a government agency. So no word yet on who Blair Redford is playing, but he's the first person that's been cast. Netflix says that their Castlevania animated series is going to be super violent. Ooh, I like that. Joe Manganiello and Marley Shelton are joining The Rock and Naomi Harris in the Rampage movie. I like this, man. Rampage is stepping up their game. They're getting ready to start shooting this thing. It comes out next year. And I am excited. I think Joe Manganiello is awesome. Marley Shelton is really good too. You don't see her too often anymore these days, but this is some great additions for the Rampage movie. Hells to the yeah. Activision says that a sequel to Destiny is still on track for release later this year. Activision also says that this year's Call of Duty will go back to its roots with traditional combat. So we'll see what ends up happening with that. I'm a big Call of Duty fan, but they're saying, you know, that everything lately has been in the future with all these high-tech weapons and crazy stuff going on. They want to get back to their roots and just do some good old hand-to-hand, gun-to-gun, knife-to-knife combat. So, who knows? Maybe that'll be a good thing for the franchise at this point. John Carpenter came out and announced that the Halloween sequel is back on track, and they're getting ready to start putting this thing together. David Gordon Green is set to direct the film, and him and Danny McBride are set to write the script. They're going to co-write the script. I love this because they said Danny McBride and David Gordon Green actually came to the studio and had a pitch for the movie, and they pitched it, and the studio loved it, and John Carpenter loved it. And they're all getting together. John Carpenter saying he's going to produce. He might even make music for the movie. They're very excited about this thing. And they want to jump into it ASAP. You know, a lot of people are shocked because, you know, Danny McBride is the comedy dude. But you know what? You can't. He's a writer, man. He's written a lot of stuff. And you can't, you know, get scared or whatever the case may be because a comedy guy is doing a horror movie. They're saying this is not a horror film. They're going to do this dark and gritty and crazy graphic, and they're going to do it right. And I love it, man. I love it, and I take their word for it. The movie will be released on October 19th of next year, 2018, and they're saying this will be a sequel. They are not rebooting it. So I am very anxious to see what they end up doing with the Halloween franchise. Speaking of another franchise coming back, Kevin Smith is ready to resurrect Jay and Silent Bob. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Noise. I love Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I think it's one of the best comedies ever made. It is so good, and I am so excited that we are going to get a sequel to this. The movie is going to be called Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, and it's going to be basically another rip on the Hollywood tradition right now of doing reboots and remakes. And, you know, in the first Jay and Silent Bob, they were trying to stop the making of their Bluntman and Chronic comic into a movie, and now Hollywood's getting ready to reboot Bluntman and Chronic, and they want to try to stop the movie from happening again. You know what? I love it. This is Jay and Silent Bob are two of the greatest characters ever made. I can't wait to see them back on the big screen. Hell to the yeah. Go get him, Kevin Smith. That is going to be awesome. We got a full article up explaining all the casting from the new Runaways show that Marvel's doing over on Hulu. And it includes the full casting for The Pride. So you can now check out the villainous group, The Pride. Let's see here. Disney's Mary Poppins Returns begins production. So that's awesome. We're finally getting that up and rolling. We have the brand new trailer for Unlocked, starring Noomi Rapace and Orlando Bloom. We have a really cool featurette that came out for Avengers Infinity War, basically just showing that they're filming now and they're talking about the Marvel Cinematic Universe and how it's all come from the first Iron Man all the way through. But the cool thing about this video is the video starts and you see Tony Stark, well, you see Robert Downey Jr., with Tom Holland, who plays Spider-Man, and Chris Pratt, of course, who plays Star-Lord in Guardians, all together saying, this is day one of filming, you know, we're getting ready to do this thing, it's going to be awesome. It was so cool to see the three of them together, because honestly, we've heard rumors, but this was our confirmation that Guardians of the Galaxy and Spider-Man, because remember, Spider-Man's still owned by Sony, are going to be involved in Infinity War. It was nice to get that confirmation there, which Kevin Feige also gives to us at the end of the video. He says, you are going to finally see the Guardians of the Galaxy meet up with the Avengers in Infinity War. And I was just like, yes! So, very cool little featurette. We posted it on our Twitter and our Facebook page. Check it out if you haven't seen it yet. The producer of the new It remake assures us that it's going to be rated R, and says that the second half of the book will be a sequel that's to come down the road. So remember, the first half will focus on the kids. The sequel will focus on the kids as adults. We have the first trailer for The Ticket, starring Dan Stevens. We have a new Power Rangers poster you can check out. A Blackish spinoff is still in the works. We talked about this one before. I know my boy J.V. Lewis, we talked about it on Twitter a little bit. They're still talking about doing this spinoff, and it will focus on Chloe's character as she attends college. So I still don't know if we need this, but I have a feeling this is moving forward farther than I thought it would. We have the first trailer for Patriot, which is a new Amazon comedy series that's coming out. HBO has announced the premiere date for Silicon Valley Season 4. Silicon Valley Season 4 will premiere April 23rd. Very excited about this. I love Silicon Valley. If you haven't seen this, go check it out. It's a great show on HBO. Will Smith has dropped out of doing Disney's Dumbo movie. Remember, Disney's doing a live-action adaptation. Will Smith was in talks, but he's dropped out, citing scheduling conflicts and pay differences. So it says in the article he's going to focus on just moving forward to Bad Boys 3 at this point. So, cool. I'll take that. I want Bad Boys 3 way more than I want him in a damn Dumbo movie. So, ABC, no shocker here, but they've renewed How to Get Away with Murder, Scandal, and Grey's Anatomy. So those are all coming back for new seasons. Michael Douglas has confirmed that he is returning to his role as Hank Pym in the new Ant-Man sequel, Ant-Man and the Wasp. So that's awesome to see Michael Douglas back. The Coen brothers have written a script for the Scarface remake, and they are going to be moving forward with that. Universal Pictures has given one of their release dates, which was a untitled movie, over to Scarface remake, which will be on Friday, August 10th of 2018. And the Coen brothers have now written the script for the film. Now they're just trying to lock in a new director, because it was Antoine Fuqua, but he dropped out to do Equalizer 2. And let's see here. If you're a Prince fan, like I am, I was happy to see that Spotify, Apple Music, and a bunch of other streaming services have added all of Prince's music. They finally released it back. You know, Prince was available on pretty much everything, and then before he died, he actually pulled all his music and went exclusive to the Tidal service. But now that he's passed, they've been able to work out an agreement and get it on all the other stuff. So I'm personally a Spotify user, so I was happy to get my Prince collection back over on Spotify. It has pretty much all his albums up through some of the later 90s, early 2000s stuff. Hopefully the rest of that will pop up soon. Thor Ragnarok director is set to helm a movie about Michael Jackson's pet monkey. Yep. I'm just going to go ahead and leave that there. Supposedly, take this for what it is, but supposedly they showed an early cut of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 to a test screening, and the movie scored a perfect score. Everyone in the theater loved it. So that's pretty cool. You don't ever hear about a perfect scoring test screening. So Marvel might have done it again here. Thandie Newton. I love Thandie Newton. Of course, we could last seen her in Westworld, where she tore the house down. She's in talks to join the Han Solo spinoff movie as well. Very cool. Let's see here. And we have some other information here about the Batman movie. It looks like director Matt Reeves, is probably going to direct the Batman movie. He is in negotiations as of right now. He is not officially signed on, but he is in negotiations to direct the Batman. This is not unexpected. We knew from the second Ben Affleck dropped out, Warner Brothers wanted Matt Reeves. And he's the one they've been talking to, and Matt Reeves looks to be on board for it. He, of course, directed Cloverfield. He did Let the Right One In remake. He did Dawn of the Planet of the Apes, and of course he did the brand new War for the Planet of the Apes. He's a great director, and I think he would do some pretty nice stuff with the Batman. So we will see. There's been some rumors floating around as of late that maybe Warner Brothers is looking at Ridley Scott or Fede Alvarez, maybe some other people, if Matt Reeves doesn't officially take it, but I think Matt Reeves is going to take it. He's in pretty final negotiations at this point. So we'll keep you posted, but it looks like we might finally have a lock for a director on the Batman. Keanu Reeves is still teasing that a Bill and Ted 3 is coming. So he's been teasing me this since like 2013. So come on, Keanu, what are we doing here? Let's see here. I feel it coming. I feel it coming. Bear with me. Dave Bautista, my boy Dave Bautista, is set to join the new sci-fi thriller Hotel Artemis. He is going to be joining Jodie Foster in this movie. And that's awesome. I'm glad to see Dave getting a lot more work. He's definitely following in The Rock's footsteps. He needs to keep pushing it. He's awesome as Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy, and I'm glad to see him starting to get all these other projects. Anya Taylor-Joy, who can be seen right now in Split, she's in talks for a new romantic drama called The Sea Change. Alice Eve, Emile Hirsch, and Vanessa Hudgens have joined the film The Prenup. So that is pretty cool. It's going to be a romantic comedy. So that's a great addition. I love all three of those people. I just want to talk Rotten Tomatoes here real quick. Three big releases last weekend. Lego Batman, John Wick, and 50 Shades Darker, right? Lego Batman and John Wick, 91% fresh. 50 Shades Darker, 10% rotten. I just thought that was very funny. Wanted to relay it. so bad. Let's see what else we got here. We have the second trailer actually for The Goon 2, Last of the Enforcers. So you can check that one out with Sean William Scott. A lot of people love The Goon. I just didn't really care for this movie, but hey, maybe the sequel will win me over, right? Possibly. Who knows? Sorry. like I said, when I go through this stuff, I'm kind of weeding out the stuff that's not relevant anymore. Show notes go extinct after a while. We have a new Guardians of the Galaxy TV spot, which looks pretty damn funny, so check that one out. SNL this past weekend saw a big surge, and it was their highest overnight numbers in 6 years. It was hosted by Alec Baldwin, had another cameo there from Melissa McCarthy, which was awesome. I thought it was a really good episode, so good to see them get a massive boost. I think SNL's been way more hit than miss lately, so I've been starting to watch every weekend. Great stuff there. We have your full list of all the Grammy winners, so check that out. I'm not going to read through it all, but if you're interested, you can check out all the Grammy winners. We have the brand new second trailer for Ghost in the Shell, which just looks awesome. Man, Scarlett Johansson looks so good in this thing. I can't wait to see this movie. I think it's going to be something pretty special. We also have our full winners of the BAFTA Film Awards that you can check out. Sophie Turner confirms that a new X-Men movie begins shooting later this year. Of course, Sophie Turner played the new Jean Grey in the last X-Men movie, X-Men Apocalypse. So she was being interviewed on a red carpet, and they said, "What are you doing next?" And she said, "We're getting ready to start shooting the new X-Men movie. We've been hearing some rumors that the new X-Men film is going to be called, like, X-Men Sunfire or Sunspot or something crazy sun, or which is supposed to be a take on the Dark Phoenix saga, that they're going to finally do the Dark Phoenix for Jean Grey." What's weird is that she's saying that they're getting ready to film this thing in a couple months. We haven't heard any news about a new X-Men movie. There's been no news about a director, casting, anything. So what is she talking about? Is it just going to be a big surprise? Like, I don't know. It's just really weird. So, but you know, hey, I love the X-Men franchise. I would love to see another one. It just kind of feels out of left field that she's saying, like, yeah, we're getting ready to start shooting another movie this year, and we haven't heard any other details at all. So, as always, I'll keep you posted on that one. We have your first season 3 teaser for Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Unbreakable, they're alive, damn it. It's a miracle. I like Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. It's a cute show, it's on Netflix. It comes back May 19th, so you can check out the first season 3 teaser right now. Sarah Silverman, she's got a new stand-up Netflix special coming, which is pretty cool. I'm not sure when it will premiere, but good to see her coming to Netflix. It looks like season 11 of America's Got Talent might have been Nick Cannon's last season. It looks like he's leaving America's Got Talent. Now, who knows? They can end up maybe saving face here, but he went on a big tirade on Twitter the other day saying, like, he did a stand-up special and he made some jokes about NBC and about, you know, being black and all this stuff, and NBC got mad at him and wanted to basically punish him in some way. And he said, you know what, if it's going to be like that after I've hosted your show for so many years, and I thought, like, you know, I'm just doing stand-up, I'm just trying to be funny, but if you're going to be that nuts about me, then, you know, I don't want to work for a show that doesn't really care about their people. So he supposedly is quitting over this. And we'll have to wait and see if he really truly does, or if this is just a publicity stunt, or whatever the case may be. But as of right now, it looks like Nick Cannon has quit America's Got Talent. This year's Grammys draws the biggest audience since 2014, so that's pretty cool. Congratulations there. HBO and the WWE are set to bring a larger-than-life Andre the Giant biopic over to the screen, so that's pretty cool there as a wrestling fan. Lucifer has been renewed by Fox for season 3. I'm excited about this. I love Lucifer. If you're not watching this show, get on it. It is awesome. Season 3 coming to Fox next year. Jeremy Saulnier has cast Jeffrey Wright and Alexander Skarsgård for a new film called Hold the Dark. Shocker news of the week. A Hamilton movie is in development. Oh, shocker, shocker. You know, the biggest play of the last millennium. Everybody loves Hamilton. Of course they're going to make a movie out of this damn thing. So no shocker there. No details on it, just that one is in development. The new X-Men TV series Legion over on FX premiered, and it premiered to some ratings high for FX, so that's pretty awesome. congratulations there. I'm glad to see it doing well. Sons of Anarchy spinoff. It's moving forward. We talked about this before, and now they've set Edward James Olmos to headline. So that's awesome. He's always a great addition. Stephanie Sigmund, best known for starring in Miss Bala in the recent James Bond film Spectre, has just joined the cast of the upcoming CBS show SWAT. We talked about this on last week's show, that they're making SWAT the movie into a TV series. Director Justin Lin is going to direct the pilot, and so welcome Stephanie Sigmund to the cast. Robert Downey Jr. is set to star in Richard Linklater's new movie Man of the People. So that's pretty cool there. I don't know when he's going to have time for it, though. He's going to be filming Infinity War for the next damn year. But glad to see him join that. Let's see here. Elena of Avalor has been renewed over at the Disney Channel. I don't know where this princess came from, but, you know, my daughter's three. What the hell am I? My daughter's three now. And, you know, she's still massively into Sophia the First on the Disney Channel, but she has lately been getting into this Elena of Avalor, who's their newest princess. And this is actually the number one series for girls ages 2 to 11. And I see it, man. My daughter literally is sleeping right now in an Elena of Avalor nightgown. She loves this show. So you can see it connecting with kids. So no doubt it was renewed over at the Disney Channel. Let's see here. Jason Biggs and Natalie Morales have booked leads in a pair of ABC new comedy pilots. Jason Biggs will top line a new show called Charlie Foxtrot, while Natalie Morales will star in a new show called Losing It. I hope this works for Jason Biggs, man. I feel bad for this dude. He's so funny. He was so great in the American Pie movies. But I feel like every time he does a show, he just kind of gets screwed. So, I hope this one works out. Speaking of some more casting, Ray Donovan has added some more cast to its upcoming season 5. Adina Porter, Brian White, and my girl Lily Simmons have joined the Showtime drama Ray Donovan. We last saw Adina Porter on American Horror Story. She was pretty good. I've seen Brian White. He pops up on a lot of different things here and there. But what I'm really excited about, if you didn't notice, is Lily Simmons. I love Lily Simmons. She was my girl, Rebecca, on Banshee. And y'all know how much I love the show Banshee. She was my sweet little Amish girl. I love me some Lily Simmons. I hope she has a decent part in this. I was so excited when she got cast in Westworld. And she was in like one episode. They did nothing with her on Westworld. She pops up here and there on a lot of different things. But she was so good in Banshee. I want to see her do some awesome stuff. And I'm hoping for some good stuff here on Ray Donovan. Welcome, Lily, to Ray Donovan. Congratulations to Triple X, Return of Xander Cage. This movie opened up in China and made over $61 million, almost $61.9 million. It was a massive opening for Triple X, Return of Xander Cage. Funny thing is Star Wars Rogue One opened up in China a couple months ago and made $30 million, and everybody was freaking out about how good that was. $30 million. Triple X 3 here makes $62 million. Just chew on that one for a minute. Glad to see it. This movie didn't do very good in the United States. I'm not sure why. Triple X just didn't resonate, I guess, with Americans anymore. But it did very well overseas. It already made a lot of money overseas, and this added $62 million in China. Whew. I mean, I wasn't thinking we were going to get Triple X4, but after this opening in China, we might be getting that. Let's see what else we got here. We got Everything Wrong with Jason Bourne in 17 Minutes or Less. We got a new new clip that I posted up on our Twitter and Facebook pages, Team Thor Part 2, Where Are They Now? Which, remember when Civil War came out, they did a little funny video of Thor and his roommate Daryl. What was he doing during Civil War? Why wasn't he in the Captain America movie? Well, now they're back. This is a little bonus footage that they put on the Doctor Strange Blu-ray that's coming out. And you get to see Thor and his roommate Daryl once again. It's pretty damn funny. Check it out if you haven't seen it. We got the brand new IMAX poster posted for Logan, which is a beautiful IMAX poster. I love it. Go check out our Instagram and you'll take a look at it. It's beautiful. Instagram, just search Am I on the Air. You'll see it's our newest post on there. We have some pretty cool concept art from Ragnarok, from Thor Ragnarok, and also from Black Panther, so you can check that out. Actor Jimmy V is going to be the new actor to play R2-D2 in the upcoming Star Wars The Last Jedi. So pretty cool there that they've added an actor to fill in to be R2-D2. We have the official Season 2 trailer for Love, the Netflix show. Gina Gershon is set to star in multiple episodes of Brooklyn Nine-Nine, so that's pretty cool there. Immortal Life of Immortal Life of Henrietta Lacks is set for debut on HBO on April 22nd. It stars Oprah Winfrey and Rose Byrne. Vince Vaughn is also the latest addition to The Rock's new movie Fighting With My Family that we talked about earlier, the Page film. He's joined the cast as a wrestler. They're being very vague on who he's playing. They just give a light description of this person. I'm going to have to see who this ends up being. But welcome Vince Vaughn to the cast. It's another great addition. The Monica Lewinsky scandal is in works for a future season of American Crime Story. Marvel's Cloak and Dagger continues to add casting to that. Avatar 2 will be a family saga, says Sam Worthington. They also stated that the film will be set 8 years after the original film. Well, no shocker there, because that's, by the time this damn movie comes out, it will be 8 years since the last movie. New Mutants director teases Game of Thrones' Maisie Williams will be Wolfsbane. This is something we've been talking about for a long time, but a lot of some concept art came out of Wolfsbane, and it looks eerily like Maisie Williams. Like they literally did the art based on her look. So it's looking more and more like she is definitely going to be Wolfsbane. But we'll keep you posted on New Mutants. Director Nikki Caro is set to direct the live-action Mulan film. So congratulations, I think got a nice woman director over here. She's only the second woman ever to direct a big-budget film over $100 million. So congratulations, it's awesome. Mahershala Ali is set to join the movie Triple Frontier alongside Channing Tatum and Tom Hardy. So that's another great addition. He's awesome, man. He's definitely an awesome actor to have on your movie. Superstore, which I love, a really good little comedy over on NBC. Superstore has been renewed for season 3, and the good news is also that they're actually bringing it back for a 22 episode third season. That's awesome, man. They're giving it the big rollout here. First two seasons were only those kind of half seasons. So it's done so well, they're bringing it back for a full 22-episode third season. Congratulations to Superstore. It's awesome. We have the first official season 1 promo for the new show Feud over on the FX network. We have the full Flash promo for the upcoming 2-episode Attack on Gorilla City special that's coming out. Jason Momoa says Aquaman will take you to a world you've never seen before. And I believe him, man. It's going to be awesome. We have a pretty cool promo clip from the Logan movie. I don't think this is going to be in the movie, but it shows basically the little girl Laura X-23 getting her claws. And it's a pretty cool clip. It's a little eerie. The Reno 911 creators have begun talking very seriously about doing a new movie. This gets me super excited. I love Reno 911. give me another movie. That will be awesome. Jordan Peele says he has an idea of where his movie Get Out number 2 could go. I'm happy to hear that he's already been thinking about a sequel. I've heard nothing but great things about this new horror movie, Get Out. I can't wait to see it, and I'm glad he's already thinking about number 2. Thank you, Jordan Peele. We have the official trailer for season 2 of Hand of God. I believe this is an Amazon show, so check out that trailer. If you're a fan of the Starz show Outlander, we just want to let you know that the show won't be coming back until September, so you got quite a ways to go on that one. Something that is coming back, though, is Tangled. Yes, Tangled, the new cartoon series over on the Disney Channel. The show hasn't even come out yet. It comes out March 24th, but Disney has already renewed it for a second season. We got another new Power Rangers poster, this time with them and their Zords. Pretty cool poster here. I like this one. Just came out earlier today. The new California Adventure, Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout. This is a new ride, basically, that's going to be a Disney California Adventure. Has got an official opening date. It's set to open May 27th, so that is awesome, man. Definitely something to check out. I think they replaced the Tower of Terror or whatever with this, so glad to see Disney Parks taking in all the Marvel stuff. Hey, if you're somebody that still plays Pokemon Go, I don't know anybody that still plays it, but they've announced that 80 new Pokemon have joined the Pokemon Go app. Wow. So there you go. it's crazy. Let's see here. The Raid. You know that awesome martial arts film, The Raid, that came out a couple years ago? Well, they were going to do an American version about a year or two ago, and then it fell apart. Well, now it's back. It's moving forward. The Raid remake has hired Frank Grillo to join the cast, and they've also hired director Joe Carnahan to direct. So that is awesome. I'm excited about this. I love The Raid. I love The Raid 2, and I'm glad to see what they're going to be doing with the new American version. I love Frank Grillo. And Joe Carnahan's a great director, so let's see what they end up doing here. Hayley Atwell, Matthew McFadden, and Tracy Ullman are set to star in the new film Howard's End. I love me some Hayley Atwell, so congratulations to her there. This is some interesting news. This news just broke today, a little bit earlier. Warner Brothers is supposedly in talks and courting Mel Gibson to direct Suicide Squad 2. Yes, he is. Pretty cool. This is one of those things that some people love it, some people don't love it, some people are like, I don't know what to think about this. The bottom line is that Mel Gibson is a great director. He really, really is. He's gritty. He knows action. He can get it done. Suicide Squad is the perfect movie to really get some gritty, hardcore action knocked in. I'm shocked to hear this. I don't even feel like he would do it. Even though they're in talks, maybe he just wants to hear them out. But, I mean, he's talked shit about comic book movies before. He says, you know, he likes to keep it real. So would he go back on that and now direct a comic book movie in the DC? He didn't even like Batman v Superman, so why would they ask him? But, you know, maybe they can make something work out. Who knows? All I know is he'd probably make a pretty damn good film. So we'll keep you posted on this as it moves forward. But as of right now, Warner Brothers seriously really trying to court and bring on Mel Gibson to direct Suicide Squad. And speaking of Mel Gibson, it is a lock now. I talked to you guys about this, I don't know if it was last week's show or 2 weeks ago, about Mel Gibson and John Lithgow in negotiations to join Daddy's Home 2. Well, the negotiations are done, and they're closed their deals, and they're locked in. Mel Gibson and John Lithgow will be in Daddy's Home 2. That is awesome. They join Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg as their respective fathers in the movie. I love it. Fresh off the boats, Constance Wu I love her. I love Fresh Off the Boat. She's great on the show. She set the headline director John Chu's new adaptation of Kevin Kwan's Crazy Rich Asians. I don't know about this book, but you know what? I love Constance. She's great. She's super funny, and I think she's a great addition to anything. Jared Leto is set to make his feature film directing debut with 77. That is the name of the movie. It's going to be the James Ellroy story. Edgar Ramirez and Darren Criss are set to star in the Versace installment of American Crime Story. And lastly, Amazon picks up Ron Moore and Bryan Cranston's Philip K. Dick anthology series. So that'll be coming to Amazon very soon. That's your news, ladies and gentlemen. We're hitting right at that hour mark, that nice sweet spot. So let's talk about releases and we'll wrap this baby up. Out on DVD and Blu-ray this week, right now actually, is The Edge of 17, Bleed for This, and Billy Lynn's Long Halftime Walk. In theaters, Friday, Fist Fight, The Great Wall, and A Cure for Wellness. I don't really care for A Cure for Wellness. That's something I'd watch on Netflix someday. The Great Wall, another thing I'd probably watch on Netflix someday. And Fist Fight. I think Fist Fight looks hilarious. I will try to go see that this weekend. And on the next episode, I'll obviously have that review for you. Here's the weekend box office. Let's break it down. Coming in at number 10 is The Space Between Us with $1.8 million. Number 9 is Lion with $4.1 million. Number 8 is La La Land with $5 million. Number 7 is Rings with $5.8 million. Number 6 is A Dog's Purpose with $7.4 million. Number 5 is Hidden Figures with $8 million. Number 4 is Split with $9.3 million. And here's where our three big new releases panned out. Number 3, John Wick Chapter 2. Pains me to say that this is behind 50 Shades, but it is, and I kind of figured it would be. John Wick Chapter 2, $30 million. Like I said earlier in the show, the first John Wick only made $14 million opening weekend. This made $30. It's showing you. People like John Wick, and they came out to see it this weekend, and I hope to see it hold tight into the next week. Coming in number 2, it's 50 Shades Darker. Yes, making money, $46.8 million. Nice debut for 50 Shades Darker, but a downgrade from the first movie. The first 50 Shades movie made over $80 million opening weekend. This one made 46.8, so it dropped almost in half. Not good for the 50 Shades series, but it's still a decent debut at 46.8. And number one, pretty much no shocker here, even though 50 Shades Darker was the number one movie as of Friday, but it all flipped around when the weekend came. Your number one film is the Lego Batman movie, bringing in $55.6 million. I'm Batman. Yeah, $55.6 million for the Lego Batman movie. So that's awesome. So congratulations to that. And with that being said, that will wrap us up here for the latest edition of Am I on the Air? Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thanks for everybody that's been reaching out on Twitter and on Facebook and really commenting and, you know, getting into the conversation. That's what it's all about. I'm always available to talk movies and TV with y'all. So thanks again so much for listening. Remember, like us on Facebook, facebook.com/amiontheair. You can follow us on Twitter at amiontheair. You can follow me on Twitter directly at DXDonMega. Our official webpage is, of course, amiontheair.com. Definitely bookmark that and lock it in. We are available on iTunes. Yes, we are. Our iTunes link is available on our webpage, amiontheair.com, if you need a direct link. Or you can just search iTunes for Am I on the Air. And you should find us pretty easily there. So we are available. If iTunes is not your thing, don't worry. We got you covered. We're available on Google Play Music. We're available on Stitcher, Spreaker, TuneIn. We're all over the interwebs there. And of course, our great affiliates at RedDragonsRadio.com. We stream on RedDragonsRadio.com 24/7. So look for us there. Follow on Twitter at RedDragonsRadio. Of course, subscribe to us on Instagram as well. Give us a follow. Lots of cool stuff going on Instagram. Just search Am I on the Air. So that'll do it for me on this Wednesday, February the 15th. I appreciate you. I hope you have a great week. And keep you know, checking out our news on Facebook and Twitter. I'll keep you guys posted every day with every late breaking news thing that drops. Always follow our Twitter stream so you know what's in the know and you know what's going down. And, of course, the show where I verbally bring it to you every week. So, till next time, y'all. Have a great week. Peace!
Bye, Daddy. Red Dragon! Red Dragon!